WRCO.com.
Dunkin' dropped a new kind of energy. Introducing Spark Energy by Dunkin'. It's energy for the fun of it. Available in two full-on delicious flavors, Berry Burst and Peach Sunshine. It's what you need when your afternoon needs you to get going. A revitalizing burst of caffeine, vitamins, and minerals gives you the energy to turn the fun up to 11. True story. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app and get a medium Spark Energy for $3 in the month of July. Fruit-flavored, contains 0% fruit juice, caffeine from caffeine, and guarana. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
After the conference of the mound, Nathan pitches to Jared Feger, and he abruptly singles down the third base line. So two aboard here as a run scores, and another rip, this one down the first base side. Down to Schmidt, throws to shortstop covering, and back to first, not in time. There are two away now. Feger forced at second. Riley Ripp goes to third base. Luke Shepsky is at first on the fielder's choice. And Jeff Thomason will be the batter. 13th batter of the fifth inning for Wanakee, leading by 12 here in the inning. Bauer checking the sign and ready. Now throws to first, and the runner is back in time. Nathan Bauer on in relief for Aaron Hipsch. And Wanakee keeps the hitting going. They were doing pretty well against Hipsch. They've done real well here. This one popped up behind the plate and out of here for strike one. Nothing and one to the batter. 10-run rule in hometown of baseball does not take place until after seven innings. Bauer back and ready. 0-1 offering. Changeup is outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. A couple of batters have gone deep here today. The pitch is down low for a ball. 2-1. Again, it's a fairly young Wanakee squad here, showing some promise. Just below 500 in the Sunday League action, but could be a team to reckon with in the playoffs. There's a strike call to the batter. 2-2 to Thomason. Throw to first is high and down the line, and the runner will score. Riley Ripp will come in to score, and the runner stays at first base. So 2-2 on the batter. Here's the pitch by Bauer. This one is going to be popped toward center field, fairly well hit, but should be measured and will by Jennings. And that is finally the third out in the fifth inning. Wanakee has taken a 16-3 lead after 4.5 here in Cazenovia. Sunday League Baseball coming your way today from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Adam Aker on the mound for Wanakee as Kaz bats in the inning. And Nathan Bauer is the batter. It's one ball and one strike. Aker deals. This one is high for a ball. And the count goes to 2-1. Bauer, who came on to pitch last inning, hitting in the batting order where Garrett Granger was. Aker, we saw him pitch here in Casanova a year ago. Very interesting pitcher, delivery, good left-hander. This one is going to be fouled out of play. 2-2. He pitches. He has one arm, and he puts it very much like we've seen some major leaguers do. It was a Jim Abbott, former major leaguer, who had one arm. But Aker does that, tucks the glove under his right arm, and then throws with the left. Tucks the glove under the short arm and ready to go and ready to roll here against Bauer. Here's the pitch. That one is down low, and Bauer takes a walk. Kaz has a base runner. That'll bring up Monty Jennings. Jennings today has popped out and reached on a fielder's choice. Kaz trailing the game 16-3. 9 runs in the top of the fifth inning for Wanakee on 7 base hits. Kaz committed a couple of errors, and there was one left aboard. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Runner leads at first base slightly. Here's the pitch. That one down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Monty Jennings has popped out to third and reached on a fielder's choice. Trying to bring him around here in the fifth inning. Aker ready. There's the pitch. That one is just a little bit high. And the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Looks like Kaz making a few lineup changes as well. Schmidt stays in the hitter's circle. This one is high, ball 4, and that'll push a runner to second base. Bauer at second, Jennings at first, and Hunter Schmidt will be the batter. Hunter today has doubled and scored, and he has blown out to center field. Runner leads at 1 and at 2. Nobody out in the Casanova half of the fifth inning. Aker ready. The pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Schmidt's double. He didn't miss getting that one out of here by much in the second inning. Hit it to the fence. 1-0 offering from Aker. This one fouled third base side down the line, and it is out of play. Count goes to a ball and a strike. Yeah, celebration starting to wind down. A few more fun things to do. Got to get me an icy before I go. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. 2-1. Looks like they haven't packed up the snow cone machine yet. 2-1 to the batter. Here's the pitch. just a bit outside. 3-1. Hunter Schmidt takes a look, now stands back in. 3-1 is going to be down low for a ball, and the bases are full here in the fifth with nobody out. Bauer goes to third, Jennings at second, Schmidt at first, and the batter will be Isaac Jennings. Isaac has two hits today, a single and a double, had an RBI back in the second, and he scored a run in the fourth inning. Conference is over between catcher and pitcher. Isaac Jennings actually didn't miss getting out of here by much in his last at-bat. He doubled and scored a run in the fourth inning. They are loaded up here in Cavs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Akers set. And the pitch ripped well left field. Going back is Shepsky. And in the left field corner falls down. Can't get it. One run is going to score as Bauer is in. Jennings will score. Coming all the way to third is Schmidt, and that's a double by Isaac Jennings. Two runs come in here for the Reds. Still nobody out in the fifth inning. All the way to third is Hunter Schmidt, and at second is Jennings with his second double. He is 3-for-3 today. Big day for Jennings at the plate. And here is Benji Clary. Still no one out. Runners at second and third in the fifth inning. Aker ready. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Got the old-fashioned slugfest going here today in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cavs first hit after three straight walks. The pitch popped up. This one might score a run. Coming over is the left fielder. Center fielder calls him off. Tag is made. Runner is going to hold. A nice, fine throw by Ducharme to the first baseman covering. And there is one away. Micah Salisbury will be the batter. Salisbury has popped out and walked. Runners at second and third in the bottom of the fifth inning. Wanaki with an 11-run lead. Still with at least a couple of innings to go. Here's a swing and a piece of it. Nothing in one. Salisbury and then Devin Judd. Aker looking in for the target from Farmer. To the belt. The pitch. Strike call. Nothing in two. Cavs with a couple more scoring opportunities out there right now and only one away. Two strikes on Salisbury. The pitch is high. One ball and two strikes. Ball goes back to the pitcher. Aker and Farmer. Now the pitch. This one is going to be hit well. Right center field. Fairly deep. Should score another Cavs run. Going back to center fielder, he's got it. Tagging is Hunter Schmidt. He will score. Isaac Jennings sprints to third. And it is 16-6. Run number three for the Cavs Reds. Jennings goes to third. Salisbury flies out. Gets an RBI. And the batter will be Devin Judd. Devin Judd, who's now doing the catching for Cavs, started the game as the designated hitter. A runner at third. Aker is set. The pitch is high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Get the ball back to Aker, and now Judd will stand in. Taps the plate and gets ready. Here comes the pitch. That one wild back to the screen, and the Reds are going to score again. Sliding in is Isaac Jennings. It is 16-7. wild pitch, and Jennings comes in with run number four for the Reds. And that takes away the 10-run rule right now. It's down to a 9-run lead in this wild and crazy game here today. 2 balls, no strikes to Devin Judd. The bases are cleared. Here we go. This one ripped way out of here. Foul ball down the street a little bit. So Judd pulls one foul. There has been just one 1-2-3 inning for either team. Casanova went in order to open the game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker Jennings due next for the Reds in the bottom of the fifth. Acre ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. So 3 in a row out for the Cavs Reds, but they're able to score 4 times here in the inning. They get 4 runs, and they do it with the aid of just 1 base hit, no errors, and none left aboard. We go to the 6th inning this afternoon. It is Wanakee leading it 16-7. Hometown of Baseball coming your way today on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Welcome back to Casanova. We are in the 6th inning. Micah Salisbury now on to pitch for the Cas Reds. That means that Nathan Bauer has moved to center field. Monty Jennings is at third base. So it is a, my program's looking kind of a little bit beleaguered now. Hard to read it all. Cas Reds scoring a total of 7 runs in the game, 1 run in the second, 2 in the 4th, and 4 in the 5th. For Wanakee, 3 runs in the first, 1 in the 3rd, 4 in the 4th, and a total of 9 in the 5th inning. And that scoreboard is now right. It is a 10-run lead for Wanakee. 17-7 is the score. And the batter, left-hander, and that is Shea Duchar. Shea has singled, been hit by a pitch, singled, and walked. And he starts out with a rip to center, and over, and catching it is Nathan Bauer. 1 up, 1 down in the inning. That will bring up Wade Farmer. Farmer with a grand slam home run last time. Boy, he got it all. Great way to get your first hit of the day for Wanakee. He also has walked, he has flown out, and popped out. Here's the pitch by Salisbury, and it is called a strike. Nothing and one. Salisbury, one of the starting pitchers for the Ithaca Bulldogs the last couple of years. This one is upstairs for a ball. One ball and one strike. Moving over third base to pitch. 1-1 is dealt a little bit low. 2-1 the count. Salisbury with the next pitch. Fastball a little bit low. Full count to the hitter. Here's the next pitch. That one is low. Ball four. He walked in. So Wade Farmer gets a free pass. Trevor Stevens will bat for the second time today. He came in to pinch hit and singled and scored a run. Actually, the original hitter, Misha Kapal, has re-entered, so he will bat. He is 2-for-3, singled and knocked in a run back in the third. One on, one away in the sixth inning. Salisbury set the pitch, ripped down the line. That one is in there for extra bases, perhaps. And feeling well out there by Jennings. Actually, he's going to hold runners at 1-2. So Farmer at second, Kapal at first. Misha has his second hit of the day, and the batter will be Henry Pitch as we go back to the top of the order. Here in Kansas, there's a nice breeze blowing. It's a beauty. Coming down the line. Here's the pitch. Change up is called a strike. Nothing and one. Back it goes to Salisbury. Runner leads at first. The pitch down low, and it pops by. Runners are going to move on to second and third. Farmer third. Kapal at second. 1-1 the count. Salisbury working the beat. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a ball in the dirt. 2-1. Salisbury wearing number 60 today in his Reds uniform. Here comes the 2-1. That one is high. Ball three. As Reds currently trailing by 10. Wanakee threatening for more. 3-1 offering. There's the pitch. Outside, he walked in. Pitch loads the bases now. And that'll bring up Jack Shupski, it looks like. Looks like Jack Shupski, yep. Batting for his second time today. There's the pitch outside for a ball. He reached on an error last time. 1-0 count with the bases loaded. Only one away. The pitch bounced. Foul outside of third. One ball and one strike. There is a force at any base. Now for the Cavs defense. Here's the pitch. Down low, and it pops by, but the runner's going to stay put. 2-1. Cavs Reds unofficially with a total of 5 errors today. Obviously a young team. That does not help the cause. It helped the pitchers. There's a rip to center. That's a base hit. Scoring will be Wade Farmer. That makes it 18-7. Now it's bobbled by Bauer in center. Brings it in. Another run is going to come in to score as Misha Kapal is in. On the play, Henry Pitch goes to third. Shepsky on it first. Got a base hit. And an RBI out there. Riley Ripp will be the batter. Ripp has 3 hits today, has walked and hit into a fielder's choice. This one is high, 1 ball and no strikes to the batter. We're in the top of the sixth inning here in Cazenovia. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. 2-0, and we started earlier than projected. Started at 1:16 this afternoon, so the game is already 2 hours plus old, and we're only in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Riley Riff looking at a 2-1 count. First batter was retired right away, and now since that time, a couple of hits and a couple of walks. This one is down low, and it's 3-1 now to the hitter. Ellsbury gets it back. Here's the pitch by Micah. It's a ball, and he walked him. And that will load the bases now. Pitch goes to third. Shepsky to second. Rip at first. And now a conference at the mound. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Wanakee leading it 19-7. Time on the field. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property construction and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Bases are loaded, and the batter is Jared Feger now. 19-7, Wanakee in the lead. We're in the top of the sixth inning here in Cazenovia. Salisbury from a windup, the pitch. This one, he got under it. Left field side, sky high. Monty Jennings glaring up into the sun. He's got it. Out number two. Feger pops out. And the hitter, Luke Shepsky, number 17. Shepsky has a couple of doubles. He has three RBIs and two runs scored. Base is still jammed here in the sixth inning. The pitch is ball one. Shepsky, the eighth batter of the inning. Wanakee sent 13 men and scored 9 runs last inning. Here's the pitch. This one upstairs. 2 balls and no strikes. Gas has made some improvements this year. In fact, we were here for a couple of Cazenovia walk-off wins this year. There's a swinging strike by Shepsky. 2-1. Here comes the next pitch. Popped foul. Out of play. Strike two. 2-2 to Luke Shepsky. Salisbury ready to work. Now steps back off the mound. Back and ready. The 2-2. There it is. Swing and a miss. And that'll finally do it here in the inning for Wanakee. They score a couple of more times. 2 runs on 2 base hits. There was 1 error and 2 left aboard. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Caz. It is 19-7. Wanakee leading on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
A new pitcher for Wanakee in the sixth inning, Shea Ducharme, is on. He moves in from center field. Adam Aker is back in center field. And Parker Jennings takes a ball and a strike. Now, he'll be followed by Colton Greenwood and Nathan Bauer in the Cavs order. Here's the pitch. Strike two call. One ball and two strikes to Parker. He has a sac fly RBI to his credit in two trips. 0-2. 1-2 offering the deal. High. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Ducharme ready. The deal. Curveball called. Strike three. Jennings gone. And there is one away. Back to the top of the order for Colton Greenwood. Greenwood with a couple of ground outs. He's been hit by a pitch as well. We'll be back your way coming up on Friday night here in Cavs for Night League home talent. The pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. And then we'll kind of see about next Sunday, about playoffs. Looks like the Cavs 7th and 8th grade team is here. Is it 3rd and 4th? Got some tall players for 3rd and 4th. Pitch is called a strike. 1-1, one away in the bottom of the sixth inning in Cazenovia. Ducharme with the pitch ripped in the air to left center. The left fielder back, center fielder back. That's going to drop in there. Coming around first is Greenwood going for two, and he's there with a speedy stand-up double. One away for Nathan Bauer. Bauer batting for the second time. Walked last time. 19-7 in favor of visiting Wanakee today over the Cazenovia Reds. Briefly time call. Greenwood now at second base. Bauer standing in. Pitch for an inning, now playing in center field. And has a bat. The pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. One out, runner at second base for the Reds in the sixth inning. Ducharme looking down the barrel. And here comes the pitch. Pop fly to left field. Coming in the left fielder, Shepsky, and he's got it for out number two. Staying at second base is Colton Greenwood. And the batter, Monty Jennings. Monty today has popped out. He has hit into a fielder's choice. And he has walked and scored. Couple of swings. And the batter will stand in. Runner leads. Greenwood with a about a four-step jump at second base. Here's the pitch. Curve inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Our engineer Tim tells us the Brewers have come back to lead against the Minnesota Twins today. They won last night's game. Let it go. 12 innings. Pickoff move to second base. The runner is back in time. 8-4. Brewers scoring five runs in that 12th inning last night. The Twins scoring one. Almost like a shootout in soccer. Here's the pitch. The 1-0 is just a bit low. Two balls and no strikes. Two away in the inning. The Reds trying to keep it going. Ducharme for the 2-0. It's going to be bounced sharply to third and down the line in there. Picked up by the left fielder, and on at third base is Greenwood. Monty Jennings has the hit. So two aboard. The batter, Hunter Schmidt.
First baseman, Hunter Schmidt.
Schmidt has doubled and scored. Blown out to center and walked and scored. So he is ready. Runners at the corners for the Reds in the bottom of the sixth. Ducharme to the plate. Curveball is called a strike. Nothing in one. Kind of pushing it toward the supper hour. We'll have to get a little snack before we head home today. Nothing in one to the batter. Here's the pitch. Piece of it. Foul ball. Strike two. Have not heard how many cheeseburgers that Mark Schmidt has flipped. He flipped quite a few. How many he ate? Yeah, Mark might have eaten a few. Chopper to third. Glove there by Johnson. Comes up, throws a beauty over to first base for out number three. And that will do it. In the inning, no runs and a couple of hits for the Reds. No errors. Two left aboard. We go to the seventh inning today. Wanakee leads it 19-7 over the host Kaz Reds on WRCO and WRCO.com.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rahoo dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out there.
Pitching change here for Casanova. Monty Jennings becomes the fourth pitcher of the day for the Reds. So he will get out there. Salisbury working earlier today, and then Bauer and Hipsch. So Monty continues the warm-ups. 19-7 in favor of visiting Wanakee. And the leadoff batter will be Adam Aker. Aker, who's now playing in center field, pitched an inning of relief here today for the visiting local nine. Monty Jennings to the hill and set to work. From the windup, here's the pitch. Ripped down the line, foul, out of play. Strike one. Nothing and one to the hitter. Lots of hits today for the visiting Wanakee club. They had seven of them in the fifth inning alone. One ball and one strike to the batter. Ducharme and Farmer do next. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by the batter, and it is strike two. One and two to Aker. Again, bats with one hand. 1-2 offering is swung on and missed, and there is one away. That'll do it for the first batter. That'll bring up Shea Ducharme, number four. So Monty Jennings on to work. Getting set, he is the second Jennings to pitch today. New baseball coming out, and we are ready. Looking at the Cavs' seventh inning, they'll have the five, six, and seven batters up. Down by at least 12 here today. The pitch, swing, and a miss. Nothing and one to the batter. From the windup, here comes the pitch. Outside for a ball. The count at one ball and one strike. I'd have some God Bless America singers in between innings. The seventh inning stretch today. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-1. One away in the top of the seventh inning. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. Ball three. 3-1 to the batter. Monty back and ready from the windup. The pitch ripped down the line in there for a base hit. Picked up by the right fielder. Greenwood brings it in, so it's a solid single for Shea Ducharme. And that'll bring up Wade Farmer. Farmer today has walked. He has a grand slam, and he has walked and scored. Left-handed batter standing in. Runner leads at first base. Jennings to the belt. Here's the pitch. That one is outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Jennings is ready. Here's the pitch. Outside. He aimed it and missed. Two balls and no strikes. Wanakee trying to finish at 500 in Sunday league action. Went over the Plain A's last time. This pitch is upstairs for ball three. 3-0. Wins this year against Black Earth, Mazamania, and the Dells. Mazamania second time. And as mentioned, Plain, 3-0 is outside, ball four. There are two aboard. Ducharme goes to second. Farmer at first base. And the batter, Misha Kapal. First walk given up by Monty.
One down.
So Monty Jennings works to the batter. This one shot to third. Knocked down there by Salisbury. Dives to the bag and got him with the force. Good recovery by Monty. Or I should say by Micah. Salisbury dives on the bag for out number two. On the play, Farmer goes to second, and Kapal is safe at first on the fielder's choice. Back to the top of the order, number 23, Henry Pitch. Casanova, flurry of activity this weekend. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss down low. It was the pitch, but it's nothing in one. Ball that wound up in the dirt. Exciting, fun small town American weekend things going on in Boaz and Highland this weekend as well. This pitch is outside for a ball. Two away in the seventh. Jennings looking down the barrel. John with the glove up. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Count goes to one and two to the hitter. Here's the next pitch. This one is going to be chopped towards second. Should be playable. They'll put the tag on the runner. Benji Clary tags the runner Kapal for out number three. Pitch into a fielder's choice. And that does it for Wanaki in the seventh inning. No runs and a hit. There were no errors and two left aboard. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning next. It is a 19-7 lead for Wanaki. This is Hometown of Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Welcome back to Kazenobia. It's the bottom of the seventh inning. Reds are down 19-7. It's a scheduled nine-inning game, but want to keep trying to finish it on a 10-run rule after seven innings of play. And their pitcher, Ducharme, continues his warm-up pitches. He'll be facing Isaac Jennings, Benji Clary, and Micah Salisbury, the scheduled batters for the Reds here today. Final scores in HTL action today. Benton Schulzberg, 7-2 over Muscadet. And Dodgeville was a winner over Verona. That final score was 8-2. Ducharme set to work from the windup. The pitch to Jennings. It's high. One ball and no strikes. Jennings today has three hits, three for three, a single and two doubles, and three RBIs. Here's a rip to left and deep. The left fielder is back. And that one is against the fence in left field. Coming on to second is Jennings. And he's four for four. He's got three doubles today. How about that? The youngster, Isaac Jennings, hitting the ball well. Here is Benji Clary for the Cavs Reds. He has singled, walked, and flown out. Ducharme gave up two hits last inning. Gives up a leadoff double. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 19-7, Wanaki leading. Cavs need three to keep it going. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Runner tags and gets the lead. Here's the 2-0. That one falls a little bit short. And it is ball three. Ducharme working. Kicks and the pitch. Down low, he walked him on four pitches. So Benji Clary is aboard. Two on. And nobody out here. The Reds trying to take away that 10-run rule lead. And here's Micah Salisbury, who has popped out, walked, and flown out. He has a sacrifice fly to his credit today. Ducharme with the pitch. That one is called strike one. Runners back to one and two. Ducharme to the belt. Here comes the pitch. Just a bit high. One ball and one strike. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Wanneke leading it by 12. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One and two to the batter. Jennings back to second. Clary at first. One ball, two strike pitch from Ducharme. There it is. Swing and a miss. They got him. There is one away. That is the second strikeout recorded by Ducharme today. That will bring up Devin Judd. Judd hit by a pitch back in the second. Hit into a fielder's choice in the fourth and struck out in the fifth. Trying to keep it going here today, the Cavs Reds. Runners leading at one and two for Devin. Ducharme to the plate. There's a swinging strike. Nothing in one. Home Talent Baseball postgame show is coming up following the completion of this one. 0-1. Now time is called. Judd, who started as DH today and has caught the last few innings. 0-1. Runners lead at 1 and 2. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward third. Nice play there by the third baseman. Back to first for a double play. Johnson snagged the line drive. We were just waiting to see whether they call it a trap or not. They called it a catch. And they whip it back to first to double off Clary for out number three, the final out. And this one officially belongs to the Wanneke Local 9. Too bad for Judd. He hit it right on the nail, but right at the third baseman. In the inning, no runs and a hit. No errors, one left on. Today's final score in seven innings. Wanneke over Cazenovia, final score of 19-7 here in Cazenovia. The Hometown of Baseball postgame show is coming up next.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights, only $20.99. And mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
WRCO. Welcome back to Casanova for the Hometown of Baseball post-game show. I'm Phil Nee. A game that caps off, culminates the Casanova celebration, which was a really beautiful weekend, a really nice day. We were in the parade today a little bit earlier, and here at the ballpark in a game against Wanakee, and Wanakee needed a win to keep relevant in the Hometown of Baseball playoffs, and they improved to 6-6 with a victory here today, 19-7. And pitching today, Andy Nordlow was the winning pitcher. The starting man worked four innings. And then Adam Aker pitched an inning, and Shea Ducharme worked the final two innings of relief work for Wanakee. They're led at the plate by a couple of gentlemen that had three hits on the day. Riley Ripp, 3-for-4 with two walks. Jarrett Feger, 3-for-5 with three RBI and two doubles. Luke Shepsky, 3 RBI and a couple of doubles, helping the win go the way of Wanakee. For the Cavs Reds on the other side, they had Aaron Hipsch pitch, and he worked the first four innings, and then each player took an inning after that. Nathan Bauer, Isaac Jennings, and Micah Salisbury, and Monty Jennings finished up today for the Cavs Reds. Also leading at the plate for Cavs, you got to go with Isaac Jennings, 4-for-4. He has three doubles and three RBIs, so that young man had a great day for Cavs. Hits for Colton Greenwood, Monty Jennings, Benji Clary, and RBIs today for Micah Salisbury and Parker Jennings. Cavs loses today's game, and they finish out with one win in the Sunday League action this year. Two wins, with the game on Friday night going the way of Cavs, with the playing team not choosing to play in that game. So a couple of wins on the year for Cavs in the win column. Their Sunday season comes to an end. They will be still playing at least three or four more of those Friday night games, including their next Friday game this weekend. We'll be here on Friday night, 7:30 first pitch time, and we'll be on the air with a pregame around 7:10 that evening. Thanks to everybody in Cavs. It's been a great day. Thanks to our umpires, Al Aker and Dale Kelcher, who did a great job today. And congratulations to Wanakee as they get the win and they get it done. Again, a big inning in the fifth that blew it away with 9 runs on a total of 17, that is 7 hits. 19 runs for the visiting Wanakee team. They do it with the aid of, it's like 18 base hits. They also did not commit an error, which turns out to be very key. Cavs, 7 runs and 8 hits. The Reds with a total of 6 errors today, which proved costly, especially a couple in the opening inning, which got the ball rolling for Wanakee. Thank you for joining us. Tim Feed, our engineer, back at the studios. We appreciate him very much. And for Pat Brigham from the Booger booth here at Casanova, and also Jeffrey Even in the booth, we appreciate you listening. Thank you, and thanks to our Hometown of Baseball sponsors. Once again, today's final, Wanakee 19, Casanova 7. Good day, everybody. You've been listening to Hometown of Baseball from WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCO.com.
It's Summer Baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Joan Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini.